And he knew without him there was no way. So he left the glory of heaven to bear the shame of the cross in your place. And Jesus has time for you. Yes, Jesus has time for you. When you call upon his name, all heaven has to wait, because Jesus has time for you. There is no one who cares. You feel alone and your heart is filled with pain. But Jesus is, he's as close as your prayer. And he will come when you whisper his name, because Jesus has time for you. Yes, Jesus has time for you. When you call upon his name, oh heaven has to wait, because Jesus has time for you. Oh, Jesus has time for you.
Yes, he does.
I said Jesus has time for you. When you call upon his name, all heaven has to wait, because Jesus has time for you. When you call upon his name, all heaven has to wait, because Jesus has time for you. Jesus understands what you're going through. He's been touched with every feeling that's touching you. He bore stripes upon his back so he could take your place. Just reach out and claim your healing now. In Jesus' name, Jesus is your healer. His power's still the same as when he walked in Galilee and healed the sick and lame. Reach out and touch his garment. He will make you whole. Jesus is your healer. Let his healing flow. No matter where you are, the one who heals can see. And one touch from Jesus' nail-scarred hand is all you need. When you ask, he will answer with, I will. And you will find his healing power is flowing still. Jesus is your healer. His power's still the same when he walked in Galilee and healed the sick and lame. Reach out and touch his garment. He will make you whole. Jesus is your healer. Let his power's still the same as when he walked in Galilee and healed the sick and lame. Reach out and touch his garment. He will make you whole. Jesus is your healer. Let his healing flow. Reach out and touch his garment.
Reach out and touch his garment.
He will make you whole. Jesus is your healer. Let his healing.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus this morning, we set our faith in agreement with Jesus believers all over this world. Lord God, I thank you that you're moving by your Spirit. I thank you that you're moving by your Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I want to share something with you that happened yesterday when I got off the line. But I tested it. As I was sitting here, and Brother Joe and Jose, they sit in the pews every morning. And what happened was, I told them, I said, I feel rain. And they were looking at me like strange. I said, I feel rain. I said, it's raining on my skin. It's raining on my clothes. I said, I feel rain. Everything is wet. And they just listened. And they just looked at me for a bit, but it kept on raining right in this room. And it was raining on me. And you know how when you go out in the rain, if it's a cool rain, and then you get kind of chilly because your clothes and everything is wet. My clothes were soaking wet, not in the natural, in the spirit, but I felt it in the natural. My clothes were soaking wet. A puddle was forming under my feet, my head, my hair. The scarf I got over my head, everything was soaking wet, and it just kept on raining. And I just kept sitting here because I was praying for a lot of things for other people. So then I said, now, wait a minute. I said, now, God, if this is a sign in some way, it ought to be transferable. So I happen to know some people that are pretty sensitive in the spirit. I said, I'm going to call up. The Holy Spirit said, yeah, call them up. Call up whoever you want to. It's still raining. And even as I'm telling it to you right now, I feel the rain again. So I called up one person. I said, let me tell you what's happening right now. And I started talking to them and telling them, and they start saying, man, I feel the Holy Spirit through the phone. And the Holy Spirit fell on them where they were. I said, okay, let me see. I'm gonna still test this because I don't know. I don't want no false manifestations and no demons. I called another person. And I told them what was happening and that this rain was falling on me. And I felt this rain and I was wet. My skin was wet. My clothes was wet from this rain. And it kept on raining. It kept on raining. Now, I know what the scriptures say about the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain. Because I am also a revivalist. But God told me to put that down. And you know, he told me a couple years ago, I guess, I don't know how many I could add it up, because he said when he sent me to South Carolina that he was going to establish me and to put the revivalist down and the traveling itinerant ministry down, put it down. And I did. And I felt this rain and I feel it even as I'm talking about it right now. So I called another person that I know is sensitive in the spirit. I said, something happened. It started raining on me. And I feel this rain. And they said, I feel the Holy Spirit too. I don't know what it is, but I feel the Holy Spirit too. And I said, okay, thank you for listening. And right about then, I was gonna do something. I was praying for a couple situations, and God told me everything was all right that is under the rain. But I didn't even tell that person. I just said, "Okay, God, I'm gonna see you work this out." But God told me to tell them, "Just stay in ease. Just stay calm. Then he began to tell me about another situation that had to be worked out in order to ensure success. I said, okay. It was still raining. It was still raining, y'all. It was still raining on me. So finally, the Holy Spirit said, I got to send you back out to stir up revival. He said, it'll only be a short-term mission. I said, okay. He said, it's only going to be about 18 months. But in that 18 months, you're going to see revival like you ain't never seen it before. Like I've never seen it before. I said, okay, God. He said, now, that's me. That's me pouring out the rain. I said, okay. Okay. And he told me to find this song, but I couldn't find the song. I think I had to finish up the class that he had me to run to know that I can teach, the covering over me, the anointing, my anointing, can impute knowledge and information just by being around this anointing. So I said, okay. And brothers and sisters, it's raining. That's all I can tell you. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining. It is raining. Then he had me, because see, I pray for a lot of people, and I never even tell them I'm praying for them. But there was somebody he wanted me to tell that I had prayed, and the message he had given me, the deadline that was prayed for him by his family, that this person needed to know that. It's raining. So then this morning, I know it's raining. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining. It is raining.
Empty, bro. More shout. Thank you. Hold on, let's do it.
hold on.
But do we show my hoodie moon?
Heady naka me do be.
No papa bang went out.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Pull us up at the hold on.
But do we show my hoodie moon?
Heady naka me do be.
No papa bang went out.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
And so I said, Holy Spirit, the preparations, he said, yeah, so I can make you bulletproof. I said, what? He said, so I can make you
dropping arrows from my back. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down. Now I'm bulletproof because of you.
what he said. He said, this is what you must do in order to be where I need you to be. You must stay under the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. You must stay taught of the Lord Jesus and allow your spirit, soul, and body to be continually transformed by God, your Father. You hear that? God gave me the specifics to be successful in him. I must stay under the anointing of his Holy Spirit. I must stay taught of the Lord Jesus. And I must allow my spirit, soul, and body to be continually transformed by God our Father. He gave me some other things to do. He gave me the banner, the flag, that'll be flying over me. He gave me the slogan for this mission. And he said, while all the other stuff is going on, I got a team for you. I got your team ready. And that's why, oh man, what can I say? What can I say? But God is good.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember, this your birthday. Celebration, come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all.
You to let them know through demonstration He said, I'm not sending you with no enticing words of man's wisdom. He said, everywhere you go, this is what I want you to let them know.
I know all of your sorrows. I can die.
I feel wet. It's still raining. So then the Lord said, I'm sending you into the enemy's camp. I'm sending you into the enemy's camp so that the captives can be set free. So that all my treasure chests will be opened up and all my treasures will be set free. He said, I'm sending you into the enemy's camp. I said, yes, Lord. I'm ready.
Me, if I took back Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. When I was going down for the last time, He reached down and rescued me. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He said, and everywhere you go, I want you to demonstrate and impart the anointing of power. He said, they ain't seen it like they about to. He said, I want them to desire my power and know the reality of the power that came because of Calvary. Power through the blood of Jesus. He told me that where I am to be on Tuesday, and he is going to kick it off. Not somewhere down the road, not over the rainbow. Tuesday, he told me where I need to be as a witness and a demonstration of his power where it is needed the most right now. God is mighty, mighty, mighty good. That wanted me to get there before, and I almost went, but God said, no, not yet. God is faithful when you are obedient. Then he said, now, this is where I want you to be this Tuesday. If you would have gotten there before this Tuesday, you would have stepped in front of me. But I told you, Erica, don't step in front of me. Step right under my steps. Step right in my shadow. Step right alongside. I'll go before you. I'll open the door. I'll make the way. And you just come on in and facilitate. Whoa, God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. Tell you, months ago, he had us get our uniforms ready. Months ago, he had told me what to buy, clothes, brojo for Jose, what kind of shoes, everything. Don't you know? We are ready. I've been waiting. remember when I told you in the name of Jesus, go buy you some new shoes. Go buy you some new shoes. Guess what? It is time. It is time. It is time. I gotta get the banner made first before I can tell you the name. But part of the crusade is, it is time. yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Yes to your word. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, Lord. I'll be a witness in demonstration.
Yeah.
devil, you're going to see old, I say, you're going to see old supernatural manifestations of the power of God. Look out, devil! I'm back! I'm back! I'm back! Your worst nightmare has come true.
After a season, a nightfall and pushback, after the heartache, a wrong choice and sidetrack, just when they think they got you game, set, match, oh, 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 here comes a comeback. Just cause you lay low, got up so unsteady, don't mean you blacked out or bowed out, you're ready. Just when they think there's nothing left running on empty, oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
Chance. It's too late now. I'm back.